Hello, thank you for contacting ARCH for housing assistance. To help you determine the best program for you and your needs, I have a short assessment I would like to complete with you. The answers will help us determine how we can provide support. Most questions require a yes or no, while other questions require a one-word answer. The information collected will be submitted into the Homeless Management Information System, so you don't have to go to agencies all over town to get on waiting lists. You'll only have to fill out this paperwork one time. Are you calling to get assistance?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment. All right. Can I have your first and last name?
His name is going to be Roy Copeland.
R-O-Y-C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D?
Correct. The second.
Okay. Name of organization conducting the assessment.
You said name of the organization doing what now?
Conducting the assessment.
There is no organization. He's going to be trying to do it for himself.
So there is no organization. Okay.
No.
Give me one moment. There's just a question
okay.
on here. Oh, like, wait a minute.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. Hold on 1 second. Thank you so much for your patience.
Sure.
You said there is no organization. He's doing it himself?
Right, correct.
Gender.
Okay, while they respond to me, I'll just go on to the next question. Have you received consent to enter participation into this coordinated assessment system, verbal or signed?
No.
Okay. I have to ask you this again. I'm sorry. What is your first and last name?
Roy, R-O-Y, Copeland, C-O-P-E-L-A-E-N-D.
Type of service requested, prevention behind or rent or repaid housing, literally homeless. Is it prevention? Is it A, prevention, B, rehousing, or emergency shelter?
It's going to be prevention. I think it's going to qualify for well, if they're behind on their rent, is that prevention?
Yeah, because you're trying to get caught up in your rent. I would say so, because
okay.
he's not homeless. This is like for people who are homeless, but if he still has his apartment or house and he's just behind on his mortgage or rent, he's still living there. He's just trying to get caught up, right? So that would be prevention. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's prevention.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's prevention. And what is the telephone number if the person being assessed does not have a phone? I need to enter the name and number of a person with a telephone who can contact the assessed person.
Okay. 334.
Uh-huh.
201-9891. Well, let me do this. He does have two numbers. He does have a number. But
okay.
The number I just gave can be a secondary number in case he doesn't answer. And what does he need to do to help me be authorized to kind of speak for him? Because sometimes you know, he's sick and he's not able to really do a lot of phone communication.
Well, after I give you this, I'm going to give you a phone mm-hmm. number you can call. You know,
okay.
you can talk to them. Yes, ma'am. These are just, like I said in the beginning, a series of yes or no questions or
well,
one word answers.
Numbers.
Yeah. Hold on one moment. You said 334-201-9891, or did you want to use another number, ma'am?
Let me just, he can just use his number, 334-421-1882.
1182. Hold on one second. Ooh,
no,
wow.
Hold on.
334-421. Go ahead.
1882.
Oh, 1882. I'm sorry. 1882.
Right.
My fault. Do you have, does he have an email address that you would like to provide?
Sure. RLC. ROYCOPE 007@gmail.com.
I'm going to verify this. Do you have an, okay, it's R as in Rose, L as in love, C as in cat, R as in Rose, O as in over, Y as in yellow.
No.
RLC.
No, all of that. All of that's wrong. No.
Okay.
It's going to be, it's ROYCOPE 007@gmail.com.
Oh, I thought you said RLC Roy.
You're right. I started giving you that one, but he wanted to use a different one.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm sorry.
you were right on that part.
So it's Roy Cope, ROYCOPE 007@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay. And will you provide me with your social security number? Or some people don't.
384-961-332.
Are you a veteran or military dependent? Not a veteran. Veteran, yes, on active duty. C, off active duty, yes, military dependent.
Not a veteran.
Not a veteran, okay. And what is his date of birth?
3/13/72.
Oh, March 13, 1972?
Yes.
And what is your gender or his gender?
Male.
Okay.
Male.
And what is your primary race?
African American.
And what is his ethnicity? Non-Hispanic, Hispanic, don't know, refuse to answer.
Non-Hispanic.
Okay. And what is your zip code?
36083.
And what city do you currently live in, or does he
currently? Tuskegee.
Okay, one moment. And what county do you live in?
Macon.
Okay, one moment. And what was your last, what was his last permanent address or current address? City, state, and 906.
Chappie, that's CHAPPIE, second word James, third word Avenue, Tuskegee, Alabama, 36083.
Hold on one second. And what was the zip code? 36083. Yes. Hold on one second. Okay. Are you homeless as defined by HUD, sleeping outdoors in vehicle, a place not meant for human habitation, living with friends or family is not defined as literally homeless? Yes or no?
Give me the options again. You said living in the place as what now?
Yes, I'll repeat it, and then I'll go over the address one more time. Are you homeless okay. as defined by HUD, sleeping outdoors in vehicle, place not meant for human habitation, etc. Living with friends or family is not defined as literally homeless.
I'm going to say, I don't know how to say that because he lives in a garage, so I'm going to just say no.
Oh, he lives in a garage. Okay.
So it is at a family member, friend's house, but it's
right.
also so.
Yeah, it says living with family or friends is not defined as literally homeless. So,
okay, well, let's just say no.
Okay.
Because he has rent that he's paying in.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going to say no.
All right, and that address one more time was 906 Chappie, C as
Chappie.
In cat,
uh-huh.
H as in Henry, A as in apple, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, I as independent, E as in everything, James Avenue, Tuskegee, Alabama, 36083. Is this correct?
Yes, it is.
Is this an apartment or a house?
A house.
Okay. If he is homeless, approximately when did you become homeless?
Let's see. What is this? This is November.
November 19th is today's date.
Well, I can't say. It's not homeless, so that doesn't apply. Not homeless.
Okay. Okay, and what is your current or prior living situation? For example, is he staying or living with family members home, or are you renting an apartment?
Living with a friend.
So he's living with friends or family on a temporary basis?
I would say yeah, yes.
How long has he lived there? For the like past 6 months?
7 months since June.
Okay. All right. Okay. What is his current housing status right now during this intake? Is he A, homeless, at immediate risk of losing housing, homeless youth, fleeing?
At immediate risk of losing housing.
Okay. And has he been laid off from work or lost employment, yes or no?
Yes.
And have you applied for the Emergency Rental Assistance ERA program, yes or no?
What's the name of the program?
Emergency Rental Assistance, ERA
okay,
program. No.
He has not, no.
Okay. Go ahead.
Back up to another question. So, Cora, I think you asked something about how long has he been?
Yeah, I'll go back. I'll have to scroll.
Okay.
Give me one moment while I find it.
Okay.
It was blah, blah, blah. Hold on. I know it's after the address. Hold on, bear with me one moment. You said about six months, that question?
Yeah, that question. Read that question.
I'm looking for it. Yeah, I'm looking.
Right.
I was trying
okay.
to look. Yeah, I'm looking. Bear with me one moment.
Sure.
Oh, here it is. What is your current or prior living situation? For example, Are you staying or living in a family member's home, or are you renting an apartment?
Okay, he's staying in a family member's home.
On a temporary basis, on multiple location in the past 6 months.
He's been in the past 6 months, temporary basis.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
And
that question is something people have to explain.
It's yeah.
Anybody, go ahead. Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. give me one moment. Okay. Okay. Did you receive an eviction notice, or did he receive an eviction notice during the time when there was an eviction moratorium in place? Yes or no?
No.
And
well, let me ask you this. When was it in place? I know you probably, I'm going to just say no.
Okay, and you said
he got
no.
He got one.
I guess when he
ago,
got.
I don't know if it,
yes, it's a, did he receive an eviction notice during a time when there was eviction moratorium in place?
Yeah, I don't know when the moratorium was in place. So I don't know how to answer that question.
I can Google it, see what they mean by that.
Okay.
I'll Google it.
I know they had one in place where you couldn't be evicted. I remember that.
I'm going to Google and see what it says.
Okay.
Hold on. You know what? This is like information. There is currently no eviction ban for most tenants in Alabama. So I guess that's what that is.
Okay.
Hold on.
Let's just say no, because I'm not sure they can figure that out.
Yeah.
He got a notice in June, so I don't know what was going on during that time.
Well, you can't define a word with the same word, so we'll just move on. The internet
right.
is a trip.
So, we learned that early
elementary. And then when I went to Google it, it gave the definition using the word. I was like, no, we're not. We're just going to go on.
Yeah, that's not a good example.
So has he experienced a housing crisis as a result of the COVID-19, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And is he head of household or another member in the family? Is he head of household's child, head of household spouse or partner, or other family member, or not related to a person seeking assistance?
These questions get more and more confusing. Okay.
So then
it's
just asking if he's head of household. Like, is he the head of household or?
Well, he's the head of his household because he does his thing separately than the person at the house. You know, he files his own taxes and stuff like that. So I guess he's the head of his own household. So
he's the head of his own household. Okay.
Because
he's just basically living in the garage of somebody else.
Right.
It's actually his own personal space. Which is like his own apartment, kind of.
Right.
Basically, it's like that. Okay, and how many? That's the best way to describe that. If he's living in a garage. Yeah.
Right.
You know, because it is like an apartment, you know, but it's like a garage probably turned into an apartment. Yeah. Renovated into his own apartment, his own area, own bathroom, own bedroom, own little kitchen.
Right.
Yeah. So basically, yeah.
Yeah. I like the way you
thank you. Yes, ma'am. How many adults are with him?
Just one.
Just himself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
just
how himself. how many children are with him? Any children?
He does have a niece and nephew, but they stay on this side of the house. Let's just go with him.
Okay, so just him. So no children.
I'm just
okay.
Gonna say,
okay.
I'm just gonna say him.
All right. And if you're comfortable with answering, and because we want to provide you with much help as possible, have you received your COVID? What does that have to? Have you received your COVID vaccine? I'm sorry. I'm on a recorded line. I'm out of work. I was just thinking out loud to myself.
It has.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I hope I'm getting in trouble for something.
But since these are government funds, yeah. I'm going to say he has had both of his shots.
Okay.
And then, hey, they may not give him the money if I say no, but he has had his shot.
Yeah, I was reading this, and you know how you're reading something, and
yeah,
I'm just like thinking out loud to myself, and I know I'm at work. I'm just like, what? Yeah, it's one of those questions, like, what?
Yeah,
what?
Right,
did
right.
I really just read this? Yeah, I'm
yeah,
sorry. That wasn't professional.
I'm
sorry.
That's a lot, but hey.
Yeah. Does he have a documented disability, yes or no?
Yes. Well,
yeah,
he's in that process. So I'm going to say yes because he's...
He's in
yes.
the process.
Yes.
And what is his monthly income? Do you know?
Right now, his
mm-hmm.
monthly income is family assistance support. So,
do you know how much that is?
It's $210 a month.
$210 a month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help him get from 1 week to the next.
All right. And today's date is the 19th. And notes, any information that would be help to describe the housing need?
The housing that he needs his own... The house is overcrowded. The other part of the house is overcrowded. He needs somewhere that he can actually have adequate heating. The heating is not sufficient. It's getting cold, so the heating area is not sufficient. He was on the inside of the house, but because he's so far behind, they made some new arrangements that are not really safe and they're not really conducive for him, being that he's a little bit ill.
Right.
That's my opinion. So, you know, but yeah, that's just, hey, I don't know how else better to describe it than that.
Okay, so you're saying the house is overcrowded and the heating is not sufficient.
Right.
Okay. All right. So that's, I'm going to go over all this. I guess I should. You know, because you want to answer this. His name is Roy Copeland II, and you, the name of the organization conducting the assessment, I guess nobody ever answered me either. Thanks,
mm-hmm.
people.
Right.
Hold on one moment. Give me one moment. No one knew. Okay.
You're having a wonderful Friday, aren't you?
Say that now. Say it again.
You're having a wonderful Friday, aren't you?
The day is only Friday, but, you know, I work on Sunday. But, yeah.
Oh,
but you're
okay,
supposed
I
to enjoy
you.
Every day that you have here on Earth because it is a
absolutely.
Blessing to be here. And,
yes,
you know, if you're working,
is.
You might as well enjoy where you're at every day.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
So just
absolutely.
Have a positive attitude. That's what I do about everything. So
I absolutely
you have to. Yes. So, all right. So what else? Oh, yeah, I was going to. So it's RCH
mm-hmm.
is the name of the organization conducting the assessment. And have you received consent to enter the participant into this coordinated assessment system, verbal or signed? You said no. What is your first and last name? You said Roy Copeland. Type of service requested, prevention, behind on rent or rapid rehousing, literally homeless. You said prevention. What is the telephone number? A person can be assessed, does not have a phone. So the phone number that you gave was 334 421-1882. The email address that you provided was roycope007@gmail.com. And his social is 384-961-332. And he's not a veteran. The date of his birth is March 13, 1972. He is a male. He's black or African. Ethnicity, non-Hispanic. Zip code 36083. The city he lives in is Tuskegee. He lives in Macon County. Address is 906 Chappie James Avenue, Tuskegee, Alabama, 36083. He is not homeless, you said, as defined by HUD, sleeping outdoors or in vehicle. Okay. All right, and his current housing is at an imminent risk of losing housing. He's been laid off from work or lost employment. He has not applied for emergency rental assistance. He did not receive eviction notice. You said yes to have experienced a housing crisis as a result of the COVID-19. He is head of household. He's the only adult, no kids. You are comfortable answering. You said yes to that. You said yes, he has documented disability. His monthly income is $210 monthly. And today's date, November 19, 2021. And you said the house is overcrowded and the heating is not sufficient. So is all of this correct? I just wanted to go over everything that you said.
Now, the last answer, he just told me that he does, he is allowed to go inside the house. I don't think that changed the answer.
No, that doesn't change too. Because if he's staying in the garage, okay. He doesn't have adequate heating, he's going to be cold, even though he can go to other parts of the house. Yeah, but if
I could come in the house, I said okay.
But if he can sleep in the house, that makes a difference, because then I don't have to put heating is not sufficient, because he can, you know, be in the house and sleep in there, but he's in the garage. That's his living area. So it's not, you know, based on what you're telling me, but I don't know.
But I'm going to say, because he does pay rent, or he was paying rent, I think the best answer is that he does have access to the house. So who going to pay rent? The kind of rent he was paying, he can't only stay in one room that's not heated.
Exactly.
Yeah, so let's change that one, because he does have access to the house. So we can take the inadequate off, but the house is crowded.
Right. So you're going to pay all that money to stay. Well, you know, no matter how much you're paying, you should have adequate. He is getting cold outside, too.
Right. So let's take that off, because he does stay inside. But he can't stay inside of the house. I think he's going to stay out there because so many people are in the house.
So really, he doesn't have sufficient heating if he's choosing to stay in the garage.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to ask him to the best of my ability, because I don't want to come back and then we
haunt you.
Like he lying about, you know, lying about something, because his name is actually on the his name was at one point on the utility bill. So,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like, you know, what you had told me before, that he lives in a garage. He's staying in the garage. He's not, like, staying inside the house. So he can't really feel the heat inside of the garage. So technically, he doesn't have heating that's sufficient. It'll be different if he was living inside the house where he can actually feel the heat. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not trying to answer this for you, but
look, he needs all the help he can get. Him and his girlfriend and got into it. She done put him out. That ain't got nothing to do with this. So that's why he's in the garage. And he been there, so, hey, I still have to explain all that when he gets to the other part. But that's why his name is on. That's why his name is on the light bill, because they were a couple some time ago.
And not anymore.
Oh, she felt sorry for her. Yeah.
And staying in the garage.
Yeah.
Oh, but still, you know what I mean? Still.
Good.
You should still have access to adequate heat.
I don't know what that breakup was about, but whatever it is. I love him. I love him dearly, but he made some poor choices. But anyway. Hey, if he loves it, look,
oh my goodness.
If he loves it, I like it.
Right. Well, you're a good friend, you know, and they're hard to come by.
Hey, I know. I roll with them. Look, we're going to try to get you something better than what you got going on. Now,
right.
If you can pay it out, $500 a month, it's fine.
Right,
you
because.
All the amenities in the world.
Exactly.
But when you outside and, hey.
You can catch a cold or anything with limited heat. Yes. Exactly. Can
but,
catch a cold or anything.
Once he catches that rent up, then he'll have that, because he has a lease and all, but he'll have access to
exactly.
Oh. Yeah.
Well,
so I'm gonna have to
that's
to
still trying to find
places.
Something else. Yeah. Until that.
If he can get the rent current, if he can get it current, she'll come off of that. I understand what she's saying, you know.
Yeah.
All this time, you're not giving me the money, you're behind on your rent. So I understand. I mean, I ain't mad at it. I'm friends with both of them.
Oh, okay. Well, that does make sense. You know,
the agreement was $500 a month, and you have reneged on that agreement, so you still owe me that money if you want to continue to stay. If not, I'm going to put you completely out.
Yeah, because you can't stay nowhere free.
You can't stay for free.
You cannot stay nowhere free. Y'all can't.
You know, he based on, well, I gave her all this money. Man, that money, y'all was together. That don't even count.
Right.
So, you can't
I mean, it does
money.
Count, but it doesn't count at the same time.
Right.
They were a couple, and you can't change that. But, you know, they were a couple, and they did what couples do, share expenses.
They do what
and
couples
now,
do, yes.
Now they're no longer
now
a couple,
a
so they don't need to do what couples do.
Yep.
So.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
You're right, though. I told him, I said, look, she couldn't be that bad. You still got a roof over your head.
Exactly.
Water, so
and that's mercy, too. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
It may not be ideal. Exactly. Show the mercy. Yep. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Mercy.
Show the mercy.
That's right.
Yep. Even though there's
been caught up.
Yeah.
If he ever get caught up, he'll be back inside. He'll be sitting on the couch when I come over for Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I forgot Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming
up. The holidays.
You don't want to be in no cold garage. But if he can find something better in the meantime, that'll be great for him.
That'll help. My
because I know.
It'll
help him mentally, too. Because as a man.
Yeah.
You want to provide for yourself and do for yourself. He don't want that. As a man, I'm pretty sure. I know 100% he does not want that. Because that's just how men are created.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Right.
That's just how they're created. They're just made to provide for themselves and for
they
their wives
made.
And their children or their girlfriends. They're just made to be providers. That's just how they were created.
Absolutely.
You know?
And, when that,
and it messes with them
that,
when they can't do that.
Fight.
Yes, it messes
yeah.
with them. It messes with them, yes. I just read this disclaimer to you. Who is this? StatureCrunch.com? I guess that's what that says. Is not responsible for privacy of responses submitted to survey questions. The owner of the survey is entirely responsible for maintaining the privacy of the information collected. Scratch.com does not collect IP addresses of responders, and this information is provided to the owner of the survey. Yeah.
Okay.
So I wonder if I should take his social from out of here.
Yeah, if it's a privacy thing,
mm-hmm.
I would say so.
Because it was optional. So
okay.
I'll just go ahead and delete. Because after I read that disclaimer, I was like,
right.
I wouldn't want my social to be.
Yeah, let him keep it spread like it is. He's
exactly. So it was optional. I'm going to try to find where I have put his social. Not try, but I'm actually looking for it. Yep, I found it. Three.
Right.
Yep, I'm going to delete that out of there. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I sure did. So since it was optional, and then after reading that, I was like, well, as one human to another, I wouldn't want somebody to be like that. So
yeah, take it out.
You know,
take it out.
Yeah. please answer. But it said no. It says, have you applied for emergency rental assistance program? He said no. It says, if yes, I guess that will be no. Okay. That was kind of tricky because you said no and then said answer the question. So I must say thank you for calling the ARCH program and enjoy your day. I'm going to give you this number.
Okay.
If I can go back to it. No, hold on. I was supposed to, I probably should have gave you the number and started this call, but it's okay. Here it is. Is this it? No, that's giving me 2 seconds. Thank you for your time.
You're so welcome.
Okay, so the number you need to call, because your case has been submitted and you'll receive a follow-up in the next few days. If you have any other questions after the assessment, get a pencil and paper, please, so you can write down this number.
I'm ready.
Okay, 334-273-0668, and select option 2.
Okay.
And their hours are Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
And thank you again for calling the Alabama Rural Coalition, and enjoy your day.
One quick question. What is this number for if we have any questions?
If you have any additional questions after this assessment.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
All right, we'll just wait for a call.
All right, and then call them if you have any additional questions. Don't hesitate to call.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And again, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. if you have any questions at all regarding this assessment.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
It was
so
a pleasure
much.
Talking
yes,
to
ma'am.
You. All right, and thank
Likewise.
You again for and thank you again for calling the Alabama Rural Coalition. And enjoy your day.
Gotcha. Yes,
all right.
Thank you. You too.
Welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate that. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks.